Hi, this is Mark Cuban. Everybody knows I'm the Mavs' number one fan. What? You think you are? Then prove it at the HPInsider.com. See you soon.
This is the Michael Irvin Show. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. So are the Raiders. They come to town to play the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys 7-3. The Raiders 3-7. We'll get with Deion Sanders in studio here. We'll get to that game with him. We're talking about the Dez Bryant situation and what happened there. And Deion is explaining it to us. And very, very interesting. Also, I asked the question about Colt McCoy. It's public knowledge that not particularly because of Colt McCoy, but because it's a local guy and he's a great player, as Dez Bryant was a great player at Oklahoma State, and why, if they were investigating Dez Bryant and his relationship with Deion Sanders, why wouldn't the NCAA, or who the powers are, whoever's in doing this investigation, why would they not ask Colt McCoy about his relationship, which is public knowledge, with Peyton Manning and by connection, Tom Condon? Because I think that was the issue, Deion, that you brought up about they were concerned about the connection that you have to Eugene Parker. He was your agent, and why that hadn't happened. But then you went on to say, you used the word you.
I really did mean.
That's the Y-O-U.
Yeah, I really didn't mean general media. I didn't mean a certain ethnicity. I really did.
I wasn't even thinking ethnicity. Media.
I mean, it just behooves me to when you're honest and you're trying to help a kid. Yeah. Because I think of all of them as kids. I mean, when they're with me, you'll see them kids. They're kids. When Michael talks to some of the younger guys, they look up to him because they grew up watching him play. It's like they're looking up at like a dad or uncle or big brother. So they're like kids to me. And that whole aspect of these are kids that we're just trying to help, man. And to be honest and be faulted for the majority of the blame because he's not playing anymore, and you told the truth. That's not an easy pill to swallow.
Well, the context here, and I'm going to reverse this because this happens many times. Black, white, white, black. When you say the words you used were interesting words. You said you want us to give back, and then when we give back, you beat us down.
Right.
That was those words.
You
in reverse. Well, the you, and then beat us down. All right. Do you feel that way? Do you feel that the media beats you down when you try to do a good thing?
Right. Well, but I understand why.
Yeah, but beating down may not be in words. A beat down may be in what you highlight most of the time.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you may not verbally beat a person down, but every time something bad goes wrong, you're quick to highlight it all the time. And when people are doing good things, you minimize any highlighting of it. It's still a beatdown.
It's still the choice of words. The choice of words is interesting. And do you actually go through life thinking that it's unfair? The way they report you is unfair. Or the way they report others who are doing the things you're doing?
I do. I really think so. I really do think so. 100% of the way, because it's a bunch of us out there trying to really help these guys, and our hands are not open.
Afraid. You're afraid of some things, or certain things. And sometimes people come up to me, and I'm like, I don't know, you know. And these are kids that maybe have issues, that I've had issues in areas where I've had issues, and I want to help, but I have to be careful because if they are not in a good enough place to receive my help, which is really the people that need help, then I'm worried about, boy, if something goes down with this kid, how much do I get blamed? Now, you know, if you're trying to pull a kid all the way out, that means he's deep down in some drug issues, and I'm trying to reach down and pull him all the way out, I'm going to put my whole person in jeopardy to reach down and pull him out.
You realize what we're saying here? You realize what we're saying here?
What are we saying?
Well, you're saying there's a moral issue here of you guys taking your notoriety and trying to help people.
Well,
and
that's I was told.
And that's pure.
Told.
And let's assume that is pure. But then you, when you put the media, when you characterize the media like this, that the media is on the other side. If you're on the moral side of trying to help people, and the media doesn't investigate it fully and they report it in a jaded fashion,
that's what
then
happens.
The media is on the immoral side and the negative side.
Well, that's,
and
that's
somebody needs to shine a spotlight on that if it's true.
But we're part of the media. You got to understand with my job with the NFL Network, I have to walk a fine line because I represent the NFL as well. And honestly, man, I've had someone tell me, you can't help everybody. I said, I could try. I could darn well try. And it's unbelievable. Even just take a guy like Adam Jones. I would hear a report to say, well, see how much you've helped him. He's not even in the league. I say, yeah, but it wasn't about football. It's about his life. Not only he's not in the league, he's not in the paper. When's the last time you seen him in the paper? So I would think that is a bonus because he has been helped, because he's not doing ignorant things that we know of publicly right now. So it's a win because it's never about football. That's what they don't realize. Football is only for a blink of an eye, man. It's never just about football. It's about getting these guys prepared for life. And that's where we fail at. A lot of former athletes are not prepared for life after, in their relationships, in their spirituality, in their finances, all of those facades. And that's where we try to help.
Yeah, and some of them are not prepared for life doing.
Exactly.
Let's just be real here. And that's what you're trying to help. And the whole thing is, you know, you do a great job with the kids and everything. But I know we got Ed next, and I want to get to some Cowboys stuff.
If let's
you
do
don't
it.
Mind. Let's turn this a little bit. Let's get to the Cowboys here a little bit, because I want to get to your thoughts on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
With what you see. What's all of that?
Well, I just tell you what. Run the ball this week. Everybody else
ran the ball last week.
No. Run the ball this week. The quickest way to blow out the Oakland Raiders is to run the ball. Why do I say that? Mike, they have some men out there on the corners. Nnamdi Asamoah and Chris Johnson. You could cancel it. It shut down. Now, Jason Witten may have a big game because it's one-on-one.
Yeah,
and he hurt. But you got to run. Because they give up. They get gashed on the run every week. And the offense is pathetic. And your defense has been bald. You notice I say, and your defense, because he's still a Cowboy. And your defense.
Don't be sensitive about this.
Yeah, I'm saying his defense.
he's defensive.
They always try to mess with me.
No, we jump on him, Kevin, on the show.
About the Cowboys. Oh, that's your Cowboys. I don't want to hear that.
So why are they not your Cowboys?
I love them. But they're his Cowboys. he's in that ring around there, you know, Hall of Famer, you know. His Cowboys.
Mel Marshall.
Yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, we jump on him all the time. It's like an inside thing. But
it's
going to be, they should beat Oakland down.
Yep.
But it won't be by air. I think it'll be by land.
Well, talk about the future a little bit and the past, this team as it's evolved this season. Have they surprised you at all?
No, not really. You know what? I want to publicly apologize to Roy. You know why? We started all this nonsense, we being in the media, trying to anoint, and I heard Michael say this 17 times, a number one receiver, when we should have just allowed the man just to be a man. Because we felt such a void that T.O. left, we felt like we had to have a one instead of allowing it to play out. And it put a lot of unjust pressure on him, and sometimes people don't perform. Mike performed well up under pressure. I performed well up under pressure, and so did some of the former Cowboys, but he's not that type of guy. But he's a good football player, but not that guy that we wanted him to be. I think he's good.
What are your thoughts on, and we're talking to Deion Sanders here on the Mike Orvin Show, LeRon Landry spoke to the media after the game and basically called Roy Williams a coward.
Why would he do that?
I'm asking you.
Why you're a receiver extraordinaire. You graduated magna cum laude.
I don't have a clue. I don't have any reason.
I mean, what happened?
To understand why this man is calling this man a coward. Yeah, I don't know. He said to him, I told him this during the game. Are you afraid? You're afraid. He said he. So I don't know.
Is he talking about the ball? I mean, it was the ball.
Balls
it was overthrown.
The ball
hung him out. It hung it. That ball hung him out. That particular one hung him out. I mean, you got to understand, he almost got his ribs broken one time on one of those same type plays. So I could understand the hesitance to go up and get that ball. But it was an overthrown ball. That might have been the one LeRon Landry was talking about.
Yeah.
That wasn't thrown properly.
Okay.
Why does a player, knowing the damage it could do, why does a player make a statement like that, Deion?
Who would it damage?
Well, there is, look, the perception of the youths out there, the media and the people that read, and Roy being in the situation he is where he hasn't produced to the level people thought he would.
And dropping the ball across the
middle. Guy calls him a coward. Another professional calls him a coward.
That hurts. But you never know the talk going on the field at a certain time. You don't know the backstory. Usually when usually when guys go at it on the field, it ain't even about football. It's about some girl. Something that happens off the field. Am I not lying, Mike? When guys go at it on the field, when you hear some unjust talking and some stupidity talking back and forth, it ain't even about football, man. I remember seeing an argument between a guy, a former friend played for the Raiders, and another guy playing for Atlanta. And I saw them going at it on television, just going back and forth, and it didn't make sense. And I called him after the game and I said, what was her name? And he just started laughing because that's what it was about.
Are you going to hang around?
I got to get out, man. I got to get out. I got to get back because I got to go pack.
Let me remind people here the Deion Sanders Thanksgiving Classic at Everman High School. And go to ptasports.org if you want to contribute or find out about the truth. Deion's great work with the kids.
I'm surprised I haven't got a text from the big fella.
We're looking for a 3A team, which is 11-12, and a 7-8-year-old team, which is 1-8, which is 7-8. We're looking for a team to replace a couple.
When you're giving cleats out,
Kevin, I thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. I always great to have
do that
you.
Again. Kevin,
it's okay.
I thank you.
That's all right. Okay, Deion. Jason Witten is practicing today. We just got word Jason Witten with a sprained foot is practicing right now. Ed Werder next on the Michael Irvin Show.
Ed Werder right here on the Michael Irvin Show, along with Gary. All of that next on the Michael Irvin Show, 103.3 FM, ESPN.